Alrighty, well, welcome again to another episode of Words of Wellness. I am very excited, as you can tell with my voice already, as we conclude season two with another female that is going to be in the session. Today we're going to be talking about faith, family, fitness, the whole nine, mental health, and how it works with specifically towards women. So you've been listening to the last couple of sessions, and it has just been a dynamic point of view to hear from the other scale, for me, from the other gender, to know what life is like, what's the impact, and how it affects the home more than anything. And today I have a great trainer. Many of you may know or have heard of E2M. And one of their trainers is one of my favorite people and my wife's. I had to put that in there. And I may pronounce her last name wrong, but I could just call her Mandy. And so if you would, just welcome Mandy to the show.
Thank you so much. And it's Engstrom. Thank you.
It is how it looks.
It's going to change in February anyway, so you don't need to learn it.
Yes. It would change to what?
To McCollum.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Back to my M&M initials.
Oh, nuts or no nuts?
Nuts.
My girl.
That was a great first question.
It's going to be that today.
I was going to say, it's going to be a hype session. I like it already.
It's going to be a great one today. Well, before we get into a serious or however it goes today, Mandy, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, so I'm Mandy Engstrom. I'm a coach with E2M. I've been there almost from the beginning. I joined in 2019. I was at the gym. I had just had my baby, actually, in 2018, November of 2018. So she's 5 and a half now, but I was pretty much freshly postpartum in May of 2019, and I was getting to the gym as much as I could. I was fit already before, and then I had my baby, so I was working on this postpartum body, which is a complete mystery. So all my moms out there, heart goes out to you if you're in that phase of your life. Hang in there. But I was trying to figure out my way back to my old self or my fit self, and so I was in the gym one night later than usual. And I run into this man, and he's got his feet on a bench, and he's doing push-ups on two dumbbells and all these silly things. I was like, why are you over here doing all this easy stuff? So we get to chit-chatting, and he was like, man, I saw you when you were pregnant. You just looked like you stuck a basketball in front of me, and then you whipped right back into shape. This is awesome. Well, hey, I'm Jeff Witherspoon. I have this fitness program. You should go check it out.
Yeah.
So he's got me following him on Instagram. I didn't even Instagram at the time. Go follow me on Instagram. I was like, okay, whatever. I see him again, and he was like, you need to come on board and just tell me what you think. Like, you know your way around the gym. You know your way around fitness. I got this program. It's newer. I want you to come and take a look.
Yes.
So I started with the program. I was like, what the heck? I'll just go for it. And you can work out at home, which is awesome with a new baby.
Yes.
And so I was working out at home, doing these workouts. And about a month in, he was like, I really want you to come on the team. And I had, like I said, a background in fitness. I had done a fitness competition before, but no, I'll say certifications,
yeah,
the actual training. I wasn't charging anybody.
Yeah.
So I came on the team in May of 2019, and the rest is history. I mean, within the program, I helped the postpartum moms, which is, you know, definitely a passion of mine. We have built the program really large. And now we have E2M Premium, which I am the voluntold project manager for. I just make sure everything flows and we all stay on track and our production is good and everything is ticked and tied. And so I love fitness, and I love that my daughter sees me being a fit mom too. She likes to come out and work out with me, and she'll say, hey mom, can I lead us through some jumping jacks? And I mean, that's like my favorite thing, because I'm bringing a couple of my favorite things together. Long answer to a short question.
No, you're perfectly fine. Perfectly fine within that. So it's one key thing that I love about fitness is that it's a outward appearance that we usually judge people by their fit style within that. But one thing that I've learned, just also like a car, that can be clean on the outside and very appearing, but can be terrible in the inside. Mm-hmm. Trashy and finding McDonald's bags, the whole nine within there. But the internal side of it, I equate it to the things that also get the outward appearance to be the best that they can be. Mm-hmm. And with that, how important are sleeping, eating, and exercising to the outward appearance?
What's the highest? Is it 100%? Yeah. Because, I mean, honestly, you're right. If you start from just drinking water, you start drinking water, you're going to start to see your skin looks better. You're going to feel better. You're processing things internally better. I mean, you pee a ton, but it's because you're flushing everything through. And so if you think about, it's literally your body cleaning itself.
Yeah.
And then food, same thing. You start to eat these cleaner foods and you miss the bad stuff a little bit, but not that much once you get used to it. You know, like I feel good. Like I was sitting there, this is going to sound so silly, but I was sitting there eating. I was joking around. I was like, this is the fastest meal I've ever made. It was like 8 minutes.
Okay.
I made salmon, rice, and I think some green beans. And I whipped it all up and I was like, but I feel like I'm nourishing myself, you know, like you're eating the stuff your body wants, the stuff it can use up.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, when you exercise and you're eating good food and all of that stuff, it really does filter out to your outer self. I mean, probably slower than what people would like it to, because we have people who message us a lot and they're like, well, I've been on the program 3 weeks and I don't see a big change. And I'm like, but are you eating healthier? Mm-hmm. Are you drinking more water? Are you sleeping better? Sleep. You mentioned sleep.
Yes.
Sleep is where you do all your recovery. Your body recovers. You rest. You, you know, regenerate brain cells and flush them out. I mean, that's when all of that happens. So if somebody says I'm not seeing results, I'm like, how's your sleep? How's your stress?
Perfect.
It all is puzzle pieces.
Yes.
It all fits together.
Perfect. Because there are days where today a workout partner of mine was not able to make it to the gym because at the regular time, because their baby, I think she's one and some change, had a rough night. And so to get to the gym at 5:30 was not doable when the alarm came off. So that's a whole nother realm within that. But like you said, and I ironically posted something like that this morning, to the fact of being more than a conqueror. There are times where what we call non-scale victories, and you are not seeing the results on the scale. You're not seeing the results where you want them to be, bigger, smaller, leaner, whatever that goal may be. But at the same time, there are different areas where you are conquering, and you need to take advantage or be proud of those. But at the same time, you may be contributing to seeing things that are not there. And those one little small tweak can go a long way.
Absolutely.
Within that. So that's a very very personable and little tidbit of advice to keep going with certain things, but also look at the whole perspective of who you are within that. In your intro, you brought out something that I think I even mentioned it to on the podcast previously with Dr. Logan, but postpartum. What is a, and we preface this, because this is not my wife, not at all within that, but an expectation from someone looking on the outside in. When it comes to postpartum, and I understand via Dr. Logan that there's a lot that goes on with that mental, physical, emotional with postpartum. But in terms of fitness and exercise within that, what is there a specific time frame that you can use for saying I'm in postpartum or postpartum body?
Oh gosh, you know, that's actually tricky. And I was talking with somebody about this recently. So I think some doctors would say 1 year. Some say 2 years.
Okay.
But, you know, in some ways it depends on the person, I think. I mean, I will train somebody if they're 7 years postpartum and they feel like they still need me, because we, you know, you would be in both groups. If we were talking about E2M, you'd be in the regular group and you would be in the postpartum group. But if you feel more comfortable,
y'all have a postpartum group.
We have a separate postpartum group. So we have a specific, meal plan.
Yeah.
And we have, so of course you need more carbs, more protein, more calories across the board. But you also might have diastasis recti where your abs split down the middle. So we have a trainer, her name's Marissa, and she coaches how to bring that back together and heal your DR. So we have some specific resources there.
Okay. Is that when you women can't do the same exercises, or when they do an ab exercise, their stomach may go a different shape or...
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. So it happens when you have a baby. Men can get it too. Okay. I've actually talked with many men who have it. But yeah, your stomach can like dome a little bit.
Yeah.
And so you can self-diagnose or your doctor can do it. But if you see doming when you're doing a core exercise, specifically planking, twisting, or crunching, then we're giving workouts that don't include any of those. And we also modify all of our main program workouts to accommodate for people who have it.
Okay.
So,
so that dome for men, is that beer belly? You know how it goes out and around.
Depends on how much beer you drink.
Okay.
But yeah, we, honestly, like we've had women who are, who didn't know about DR and their children are, you know, teens, let's say.
Okay.
And they come and they can heal it. Now, it may take a little bit more time, but just with consistency, they can still heal and close that gap to where... Because, like I said, a lot of people just don't know they have it. And so your body just looks different from how you expect, even though you're putting in a lot of effort.
Okay.
So that's a really good thing. So, like I said, anybody can join the, you know, the postpartum group, and I'm happy to help anyone. But I would say 1 to 2 years is, like, the medically acknowledged time for postpartum.
So if there's, there is somewhat a limit to adults that say we still have baby fat. I didn't mean to catch you while you were drinking.
That's all right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think, that one, it can go kind of deep because maybe, you know, in the mix of raising your children, you know, you can get swept away. You can get caught up and you don't think about you because you're thinking about them all the time. So I don't know. Can you call that baby fat? I mean, maybe, yeah, maybe.
Okay.
I don't even get into the details of all that because I'm like, you know what? Wherever you are, come on and let's get started, you know?
Good. And I think a key thing you said in there that I love, and that's universal for anybody, is consistency. Consistency even through the plateaus.
Yes. That's maybe the most important time to be consistent because you don't see change.
Yes. within that. And just being able to work around the pitfalls, the vacations, the holidays are very crucial to all of that stuff. And so I definitely get you with that. Question that, in terms of women, as a mother, what are things you had to work around in order to keep your health, and how did you prioritize those?
Okay. So yeah, that's a really, that's a great question. I could spend an hour just talking about that. So I split from my husband when my daughter was one. But even before that, I was mostly doing it myself. So that adds a whole other layer of, of challenge when you don't have help. So honestly, I had to change my workout time so I would go at lunch because I was also working from home full time at my, what did I do? I did corporate real estate sourcing. So that means nothing, but everything. I had a full-time job. I worked from home.
Okay, man.
So I would get work out at lunchtime. I would make sure to do that. I would, there were so many days, and I have pictures of this, where I was holding her in the baby carrier, you know, the baby wearer.
Yep.
Or had her on the counter in her bouncy seat while I did meal prep. Because those are the things that make me feel like me. Getting my workouts in and having my meal prep ready to go. And that's how I can stay on track.
Okay.
So I just had to make it all happen. I think... I pride myself on having good time management. So having time management, sitting back and looking at my calendar, and I actually posted about this yesterday, like plan it all out. I would plan everything out. I would drop her off at daycare. I would go straight to work. I would work all day. I would, you know, just work out at lunchtime, meal prep in the evenings after I picked her up, whether it was in her bouncy seat or, you know, when she was watching a cartoon. But I mean, it really is about being flexible, but still Focusing on you and the things that help you feel like you. And I think that can help. And I'm not a mental health professional, but I know a lot of women get postpartum depression. And I think like focusing a little bit on you and the things that make you feel normal and regular can help you with that.
Yes. Many women get the postpartum depression.
Yeah.
Within that. What can women add to their toolbox? But what can they add to their toolbox or workout rack in order to help them in the field of exercise and health to be able to recognize where they are and say, instead of coping this way, I want to cope this way?
There's a lot out there. I mean, I would say the first thing is find something you enjoy. Find an exercise you enjoy. So if that's yoga, yoga's great. Great for your mindset. Helps you focus. Helps you slow down. If you're more of an intense person, I was just like a traditional weight training type of person before. But, you know, I love that type of weight training, but if you can't get to the gym, grab yourself a set of adjustable dumbbells to keep at your house. You can get everything done with that. It is worth the spend. Mm-hmm. Or just get you a light set and hop into E2M and I got you. Sorry, plug.
That was a huge plug.
But no, I mean, there's a lot you can do with a little bit. You know, you don't need a ton of equipment. You can do stuff with exercise bands. You can do no equipment. You can go on YouTube and find so many workouts.
Yeah.
Find somebody you like. There's a local girl in Charlotte. She does a whole lot of different types of workouts. One is cardio kickboxing, but I think she does everything.
Okay.
Go find somebody you like, throw it on your TV while, you know, the baby's playing on their little gym. What are those things called? The little baby gym?
Yeah.
With the toys that dangle?
Yeah.
I've been out of that phase for a long time. feels like.
I got you.
But yeah, stuff like that. And then just find ways to make it work. The important thing is it's not going to look like anybody else's. You can't put postpartum in a box. You can't put yourself in a box. You can't put the way that you like to work out in a box. You can't put your baby schedule in a box. There's nothing.
You cannot put a baby schedule in a box.
No. You can't plan it.
No.
I mean, Kyra was not a good sleeper, so I was up with her a lot. But I'm the type of person that I'm just going to make things work. You know, like I'm just going to figure it out. Because I can't not parent her and I can't not go to work and if I stop working out, I might lose my mind. So I just got to figure out how to make it all work and go to bed early and, you know, wake up tomorrow and do it again.
So as a mom, it's it can look easy to other women that have, you may think that they have it all together at this page or chapter in their life. But how do you balance being a working mom while focusing on your personal health?
Okay, so it does look like I have it all together, I think, to my clients. Kyra comes onto my workouts and she's well behaved, but it took a lot of work to get there. She used to come and, you know, she'd wake up in the morning, come down with bedhead, and she needed something. She wanted a drink or whatever. So it was like us both getting used to that. So trust me, anybody looks like they got it all together, they do not. But, you know, a lot of people also commend me on the patience that I have with her. They're like, you know, you're always kind and you're always patient to her. And I'm like, well, of course, I'm on a live video. I'm not going to yell at my child, but I'm also not going to do that.
You hear the kiki come out.
I know. I'm also not going to do that behind the scenes because I love her. Like, she's my person. And so you got to, you know, just be open-minded and be flexible. I'm a very routine-oriented person, but with kids, sometimes they just don't happen. So you just have to be open-minded and kind of flex when they flex. And something else that a lot of people in fitness have an all or nothing mindset. And one thing that I say is all or something. Just do something. If you can't do everything, just do something. Because then we go back to that consistency. You did something for yourself daily.
Yes.
And you can be happy that you did that. You can go to bed at night being like, I did the best I could.
There you go.
So even if you didn't get your workout done, you ate some healthy meals. Or you drank all your water.
Yes.
Or maybe you just didn't eat the donut at work. Like, it can be so simple.
Yes.
But I think people that in the fitness industry did this over the years.
They did.
You got to go hard.
Yes. Even with men on that side to make you think that you have to work out like Jay Cutler and go twice a day and do all these kind of results without telling you the other side of what they really did.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. I mean, you don't have to beat yourself up. It doesn't have to be a labor. You should really try to enjoy whatever it is that you're doing. Because that's like, I always say it's the 1 hour that I give myself every single day.
Yeah.
The 1 hour at the gym. I mean, people are like, you work out. I bet you work out all day long. And I'm like, no. I go to the gym for an hour. Yeah. Today I went, I think it was literally 30 minutes. Because that was what I had today. Yeah. And I got a good workout.
Yeah.
And then here we are.
Gone.
Yep.
You're right on track. And I think we've I don't know what the correct terminology would be, but we internetly or social media had a conversation about cheating and how you can, like you said, you didn't have the donut today, so you did well. Another day you may have had the donut, but you got an extra 30 minutes of cardio in within this. Someday you're going to cheat something.
Yeah. Yeah, you're always going to cheat something. You're right. I remember this conversation. You're right.
Someday you will, but it's okay because by the end of the week, you've had those areas where there's 7 days a week and you may have cheated one thing a day. Mm-hmm. By the seventh day, you got it all together.
Yeah, or you might look back and be like, okay, well, I had one cheat thing every day, but I used to have three cheat things every day. I mean, there's like always, it's really so much about perspective and just trying and having, you know, come into it with, you know what, I wasn't perfect, but you're not going to be perfect. I'm not perfect. Nobody is.
Right.
You're going to look back though at your week and be like, but I tried and I did better than I did the week before. And then you set a goal for next week to do even better.
Okay. So mentally, some easily can give up on certain things, but how do you keep trying so hard when you're not getting those results? And I know we mentioned consistency. It's very key in that, but when you're not seeing the results, and it's been, let's say someone completed a full 8 weeks of E2M and didn't see the results. So 8 weeks go by, 2 months, 3 months go by, but what's the why behind it?
So, I mean, everybody's so different. Every person genetically, biologically is so different. So while each one puts you in a calorie deficit, you know, almost everybody will be in a calorie deficit. And that is how you lose weight. You may have things going on where that doesn't work for you. So what I would do if somebody messages me and says, I did everything right, I would say, all right, what are you eating every day? Lay it out. What are your portion size? Because some people will end up going and under eating. And when you under eat, your body needs nutrients. So then whenever you do have that treat, it holds on to all the sugar and all the bad stuff. So then that's part of the reason. So if you upped your daily healthy calorie intake with nutrient-dense food, then that donut is going to flush through because your body doesn't need that. So this is like what people call starvation mode.
Yeah.
But I am a little resentful toward that phrase because people don't really understand what that means. It's just you're under-eating in one place. So then when you do have those things, then your body hangs on to it in the form of weight gain. But honestly, like just being consistent daily and knowing that the work is happening inside, like we were talking about, it's gonna start to show outside. But you might need to just make some small tweaks. Like maybe sometimes if people have gone a while and not seen results, I say, you know, have you considered having blood work? Have you talked to your doctor? Because I mean, it really could be that there's something on with your thyroid, or maybe you have really high stress. I mean, exercise does bring those stress levels down, and you have the dopamine that combats the that combats that cortisol. But maybe there's not enough of the dopamine, and you're getting more of that cortisol, which can make you gain weight. So it's just again, be open-minded, know that you can get the results. It might just need some tweaking. You might just need to make a few changes, or maybe you benefit more from, like, I know how my body benefits the most, what type of workouts. Yes. So maybe your body gets better benefit from something else.
Yeah.
So it's just like about kind of Q&A and looking at current state and just making tweaks. And it's a lot of trial and error.
It is. That's the perfect way of answering that. It is trial and error, and you can't, you have to be mentally strong enough to accept what's there, but also know I can't give up, because obviously I can do something. But it's so crucial, the medical side of it. If your energy level is not where it needs to be, not seeing certain results, like you said, inwardly, you may need to go get a physical.
Right.
With blood work done within that. Even with women and hormones, making sure that I thought you were going to go into that. But even with women specifically, they can get so bottled up and, like you said, into a box and not realizing, we perish because of lack of knowledge. And so if we don't know what's not there, our visions, our goals for our lives will easily go away.
Yeah.
Within that, because we didn't know, oh, all I needed to do was just have this one shot.
I know.
And then everything would be regulated. I needed to get stuff on my cycle regulated. I needed to get all the stuff that was going on. And our bodies, we think it's all about calories in, calories out. However, you got to deal with what's inside you.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of unknown medical things that can happen. I actually talked to a client not too long ago, and I was like, oh, you look so good. She lost a lot of weight. Oh my gosh, you look amazing. I'm so happy for you. Mm-hmm. She's happy. You can tell. She just sparkles in her pictures. Yeah. But she's been with us a long time, and I was like, are you doing weight loss shots? And she was like, no. I thought for sure she was. No, she was like, I had something going on internally. I've had some extensive surgeries, and I've been able to lose weight. They were holding me back, and she didn't know this for years of her life. So, being in touch with yourself medically, and I admittedly never go to the doctor, ever. I go when they make me. That's the only time I get on the scale, too, because the scale number, it doesn't matter. I can look in the mirror and tell if I'm doing right or not.
Yeah.
But, understanding what's going on with your body, like you said, hormones, any medications you take, they can have side effects of, you know, weight gain or weight loss. There's just always, our bodies are wonderful things. I mean, going back to having a baby, your body, it creates a whole baby, and then you can sustain it. Like, it's wild.
Yeah. So in that, I love how this whole conversation has shaped. For you personally, where has you, obviously you've made those comments of the consistency in those things, but where you identify with the struggle with your body, mentally, physically, what have you had to overcome? And or maybe still overcoming?
Yeah, I mean, I've learned to not be hard on myself, but I'm learning to be less hard on myself, but I am still hard on myself. And, you know, the internet can be the devil sometimes, because you look and you see these girls are like in great shape. And my fiance and I have these conversations. I'm like, ah, this goal body right here. And he's like, but you don't really want to look like that. Do you really want to have a six pack? Like, that's a little, he was like, I love you, whatever you want to look like. But he's like, I don't think you really do want that. And I'm like, you know what? You're right. I really don't. Like, I don't. We just get in our heads because we compare ourselves to other people. And it is so easy to do when you're in the fitness industry, or when you're on a weight loss journey or weight gain journey, whatever it might be. So I work really hard not to compare myself and bring myself back. And thankfully my fiance, Corey, he is a wonderful man, and he helps me to ground myself on that too and say, that's not what you want. And he's very knowledgeable in the fitness world too. He's actually a pre-med student, so he knows all about
that. I didn't know that much about
He's a genius.
Hold it back on me, sugar baby.
I know. He is a genius. So, I mean, he'll be like, I can get you to a six pack, but is that really what you want?
Right.
But, you know, and that's another thing too, is having supportive people around you that help you stay grounded and help you know, like, you're doing awesome. Like, yeah. Look at where you were and look at where you are now, and don't compare yourself to anybody else because you're not like anybody else.
Yeah.
But, you know, mentally, I am a pretty mentally strong person. I would say that's the place where I probably struggle the most, is like just bringing myself back down and not going for goals or something just because someone else has it physically.
Mm-hmm.
And just remind myself, like, that's really not what I want. Like, I'm my own goals. Mm-hmm. I got to go after what I want. And I think it's good to appreciate what other people have and be like, I would love to get that. And that's a new goal for me. But to be realistic about it, sit there and look at your time. How much time do you have?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, I say my days all look different. So as far as how much time I can put in, and I also have to be aware as a mom of a little girl, you'll be able to appreciate this. As a mom of a little girl, I don't say skinny or fat around her. I don't say those. Those are four letter words in our house. Because one time she said, what does skinny mean? And I was like, I'm so happy right now. Because she is a little tall, thin thing, but I don't want her to ever scrutinize her body, and I don't want her to think that I am scrutinizing mine.
Mm-hmm.
I want to eat snacks with her whenever she wants me to eat snacks with her. You know, like, you, I just try to every day find the balance between my goals and making sure that she is taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, physically, but mentally too, and that she doesn't think mommy's on a diet. Yeah. You know, like, we don't talk about that stuff. When we talk about working out, we talk about doing it to be strong, because the world is full of body image issues, and I don't want that for her, because to me, she's perfect. So I want her to grow up knowing she's beautiful and wonderful, and whatever she does is great. And if we decide to work out, then it's to be strong, not to be skinny. I'm giving you these long responses.
That does not matter. Well, so I love it. The less talking I do, the better they are. And listening within that. And I'll ask you one more question, because you had me going into my daddy world with that last thing. Just seeing at age 8, my oldest, she's built like a fifth grader, but going into the third grade, and just like height and weight and all that kind of stuff. But she has never made that connection about weight. But mom and dad are just trying to make sure that she's healthy within that. But how has motherhood changed you?
Oh my gosh, it's night and day. Like, I honestly, like, I've always been a little bit feisty, and being a mom, yes. Oh my gosh, yes.
Okay. Oh, y'all should see that.
I gotta keep it bottled. No, I'm still who I am, and you know, but motherhood has definitely made me. I've never been a patient person.
Okay.
I just go for what I want when I want it, and that sounds like childish, but I mean, maybe it was. And so she made me grow up, and she made me be really patient with her, and really slow down and stop. I even still have to catch myself rushing around and getting things done, and this whole like thought of always being productive. And sometimes we don't have to be productive. Sometimes we can just play Candyland.
Yeah.
And so she definitely like pushes me to do those things, to slow down and just play, and continue to strive to find balance between all the things that we do, the stuff that has to get done, and the stuff that, you know, we just need to, because that's what's good for our hearts, you know? But yeah, I have changed a lot. Like, just putting things into perspective and morals and how you want to raise your child.
Yeah.
And we have a church that we love, and so we talk about Jesus, and we pray, and, you know, we like... Oh, it's just, you can always do better as a parent, but always. I mean, she's such a good girl, and I'm so proud of that. And just like slowing down, kind of like watching myself to get angry.
Yeah.
Because if I fuss at her and I see her face, it makes me want to cry. So, I mean, it's definitely, it's an area we all probably have to grow in, because like, we're irritated, but we're not mad at them. We're mad at what happened.
That's it. But you can't explain that to them.
No. You know what? I try to, though. Like, yeah, I go, and I'm like, baby, I'm really sorry. I didn't mean to yell at you. I'm not mad at you.
Yes.
I was just frustrated because the glass broke.
How can you correct me and pop me and still love me at the same time? Like, baby, I don't know if it will ever make sense until you get older. But this is the only way I can protect you right now.
I know. I'm like, I'm just trying to save you. I'm just trying to help you.
Yes. Be better than what I was within that. That is... Faith, family, and fitness will never go away within that. And I told you that was the last question, so we will keep that at that point. Maybe next season we will bring Mandy back.
I would love to. I could talk about this stuff forever.
She can. I really enjoyed you being on this episode within that. And for every mother, if you had to encourage every mother or woman with anything, what would you say?
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. Put them on the spot. That's what we do.
I think I would say that lead by example. When your kids see you take care of yourself, it makes them want to take care of themselves, too. And also, you need to be whole and healthy to be able to care for another person. You can't pour from an empty cup. So make sure you fill yours, too. I know that's so hard. And especially if you're, like, in the thick of... you know, having a newborn, you're going to be like, yeah, right, lady, how? But you can do it. Know that they're all just short little seasons in raising kids. That's what I always say. Like, they're short little phases, and this too shall pass. And we got this. We're superwomen. We're moms. We can do this.
I love it. Eden's favorite superhero is Wonder Woman.
I love it.
And so she's always all girl. But thank you again for those listening in. Thank you for listening throughout season two. If this was your last one, I encourage you to go back. It's been an eventful season, and I am so glad that you tuned in today. This is going to be one of the best seasons and episodes, in my opinion. Until then, God bless you.